بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم اما بعد respected علماء الكرام students brothers and elders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us innumerable favors and ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us time that within the scope of time a person will be able to do things achieve things For example, a person in the business field, he knows exactly when to pay his bills, which date, which day he will receive his numeration, and which day he will have to see ten to the staff to pay their wages, etc. So time is something very, very important and great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within this time also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, the years. Within the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, from the time we are born till we pass away, to prepare for our jannat, inshaAllah. A person, every day, if a person, someone gives him 86,400 rand, how grateful this person will be. Imagine so much of money, how much he will invest in that money, how much thing he can buy, how much he can do that. More important than that wealth is that seconds, 86,400 seconds Allah Ta'ala has given us daily. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the time, then the calculation of time also is a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the days of Jahiliyyah, they also used to have the respect, the months of the sacred months. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ شُهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ اثْنَى عَشَرَ شَهْرًا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة هرم Allah mentioned from these 12 months that 4 months were very sacred. The people of in the days of Jahiliyyah used to revere and show reverence and respect to these months. But in these months they were not permitted to fight, engage in warfare, any skirmishes, any type of war. But they used to What they used to do is to they used to juggle with the month, prepone, postpone the month, bring it forward, bring it backwards. But in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had sent Abu Bakr radiallahu in the 9th year after Hijrah, and Abu Bakr radiallahu was sent as the Amir of Hajj, according to that day, month, it was Dhul Hijjah, but the true month, according to the days of Jahiliyyah, it was the day or month of Dhul Qadah. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went the following year, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Elan, that the time has returned to its original form. And these months which Allah has given us are very, very sacred. As Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the year with a sacred month and has culminated that year with a sacred month. It starts with Muharram, which is a blessed month. And it ends with Dhul Hijjah, which is also a very blessed month in which the act of Hajj which takes place. So the month of Muharram, respected brothers, Allah subhanahu Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ The best fast that a person can keep after the month of Ramadan is the month of Muharram. In the days of Jahiliyyah also, people used to pay attention to the month of Muharram when he came to fasting. In one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَلَهُ بِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ ثَلَاثُونَ يَوْمًا Every day a person keeps one fast, this is equivalent to 30 days fasting, subhanAllah. For a person, for example, he keeps 12 days fasting, Mondays and Thursdays, the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th, and Iyam Ibiz, very easily, 12 fasts, 13 fasts he can keep. He'll get 1 year additional fasting reward, inshallah. And the word Muharram is meaning, it has two meanings. One, it is haram, that in those months, it was haram to engage in warfare, in battle, in skirmishes, etc. The other meaning is, it is sacred, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to respect this month, to revere this month. So, and this month is known as Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything attributed to the name of Allah, that nisbat and shows connection to the name of Allah, shows that something is very, very great. For example, the house of Allah, the Kaaba Sharif, we say Baytullah. It is a house of Allah. Why is it connected to Allah? We see the Quran Kareem, we say Kitabullah. It is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, the signs and symbols of Allah. So all these things which are connected to the name of Allah shows the blessedness, the sacredness, the importance of something. So the month of Muharram is known as Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to pay attention to three sets of 10 days. That is the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and then the first 10 days of the month of Muharram. And in these 10 days is the day of Ashura, which inshallah will be next week, Yomu Sabt, the day of Saturday. And Allah give us a tawfiq, we should try and fast either on Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday. And in this day, there are great lessons, first and foremost, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked the Jews, why are you all fasting? He said, because this was a great day of gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted najat to Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that we are more closer to Musa alayhi salam than you are. And then he told that if I have to live the following year, I will fast either on the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th. So yeah, imagine even our ibadat, we are not allowed to resemble them. So what to say regarding other aspects of deen, our dressing, our culture, our mannerisms, our day-to-day activities, how we conduct our life, everything we need to remain aloof. We are unique. We are not like those people of the kuffar. We are not our imams. We got our deen, we got our sunnah, we got our role models of Islam, our heroes of Islam. Also, on this day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah had forgiven a certain nation, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُوْمٍ آخَرِينَ, and Allah will forgive others as well. So on the day of Ashura is the day we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance and make abundance of dua, make abundance of istighfar. Someone asked Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi that which is better, is Durood Sharif better or istighfar better? So what a beautiful example he gives. He said, when your clothes are dirty, then you will take out your clothes, you will wash your clothes, and then you will don that clothes, and then only you will put that itar, you will put that perfume. So he said that istighfar and tawbah is like we're cleaning our garments, we're cleaning our souls, we're cleaning ourselves from gunas. And once we become cleansed of gunas, then we perfume our bodies with Durood Sharif upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these days are very, very blessed. These are the days we need to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as possible. If a person can't fast any other days, then make sure that we fast, inshallah, on Friday, on Saturday and Sunday. So in this way, inshallah, a person will get the reward of 1 year's kafara of gunas will be forgiven, inshallah. Also, respected brothers, the month of Muharram is very, very sacred in a sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month, the month of Muharram. The 3 months in order, that is Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and the month of Muharram. Then the month of Rajab. So these months are very sacred, very blessed. Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullahi said, whoever attempts to do good deeds, Allah will give him the tawfiq, inshallah. Allah will pay for him the way to continue with the good deeds throughout the remaining months. And whoever makes a concerted effort, inshallah, to stay away from gunas, to stay away from sin, this is our greatest enemy, our gunas. This brings our downfall. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the antidote for all this, and that is tawbah. So these days, and especially on the 10th, we need to make excessive tawbah, spend on our family members, and spend on our dependents. Unfortunately, here also, we have taken it to another extreme, where we have commercialized it, where we advertise Ashura gifts. We start giving gifts to our neighbors, to friends, to other relatives, to other people in a community. Whereas the hadith says, ala ahli, that whoever spends and is generous towards his family members, to his dependents, Allah will be generous towards him. And as Sufyan bin Uyayna, the great muhaddith, mentioned that I, this is a tried and tested formula for the past 50 years. He said, whenever I spent on my family on the day of Ashura, Allah was very kind to me, Allah was very generous to me. So yeah, in the time of recession, the credit crunch, what we are going through, yeah, Allah has given us a formula and the sequence of spending on our family members on this day, Allah will open the doors of barakah, inshallah. So Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah, that we pay special attention to these first 10 days, especially in the month of Muharram, and we revere and we respect these months, these days. And as I mentioned, the hours, the minutes are going very, very quickly. And every year, unfortunately, when the Islamic calendar, we don't understand it, we don't respect it. And what such a great ni'mat and bounty Allah has given us, this Islamic calendar. When it comes to the Gregorian calendar, every child knows the sequence, January till December. But do you know the background of all these months? And first and foremost, there's a lot of inconsistencies with regards to the Gregorian calendar. Before 1752, the first month was the month of March, and the 10th month was December, because December in Latin means the 10th. Only after 1752, they changed the sequence, they made January the first month. Secondly, up to today, no scientist, no person can give a logical explanation of the leap year. Normally every year, 365 days. But in the month, in the leap year, we got an extra day, the 29th of February. Now for argument's sake, a person that is born on the 29th of February, so in 40 years time, he'll be 10 years old. You born on the 1st of March, you'll be 40 years old. But the person next to you, he's born on 29th, he'll be 10 years old. But so there's no logical explanation that is given how did this leap year come about. Also with regards to the days of the week, the months of the year, this reflects paganism. For example, the word January comes from the word Janius. The word February from Februs. These are all Roman gods that they used to respect. The month of July was named after Julius Caesar. The month of August was named after Augustus. Then we look at the days of the week. We have Yomul Ahad, Yomul Isnain, etc., Yomul Jumu'ah. But with regards to the days of the week, Sunday was the day they used to worship the moon. Monday was the day they used to worship the day of Sunday, they used to worship the sun. Monday, they used to worship the moon. So all this reflects paganism. Allah has given us such a beautiful system, this unique system. And ulama explained, it is faraz al-kifaya, that we attach ourselves to the Islamic calendar. No problem, a businessman for recording things, he will record the Islamic date, and together with that, as a formality, the English date. But the person should give preference to the Islamic calendar. This is our identity. And three things before I terminate, that whenever the new year comes about, unfortunately, the year also, just like the kuffar, they make the new year resolutions. We also want to follow in them, our Muharram resolutions. Like how other people say, Happy New Year. People advertise, Happy Muharram, Happy 1445. So these are things that are alien to us. We do not follow in that direction. A person says, I want to make resolutions. So someone asks, what is a resolution? My resolution is that I will not procrastinate in future. So next day someone asks him, have you got a list of those things that you want to do? Now you don't want to procrastinate. So he said, no, I'll do it next week. So you already started procrastinating. They say, a person says that I want to make resolutions. Resolution is one thing that goes through 1 year and comes out through the other year. You say one thing goes through 1 year. Yeah, the resolution the person makes goes through 1 year and comes out through the other year. So Allah has given us. So three things we need to take heed. First thing, whenever we hear 1445 Hijri, this to remind us the lesson of Hijrah. The Sahaba radiallahu, what great sacrifice they made. The ultimate sacrifice, they left Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah. In our times, our hijra is to stay away, al-muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu anhu, that we stay away from gunas. The second thing, respected brothers, is that this will remind us of our identity, that Islamic year, the Islamic months, the Islamic days, we should be proud of our identity. And thirdly, that every ibadat of ours is something which is connected to the Islamic calendar. And this is something also very important. Our hajj, our fasting, our zakat, to such an extent, if a person gives zakat according to the English calendar, for example, every 1st June or 1st of July, he gives his zakat. In a period of 36 years, he'll be given 1 year short in zakat. Because the Islamic calendar is 10 days shorter than compared to the Gregorian calendar. And look at the beauty of the Islamic calendar. For example, in our country, we know, we do not accept it, the Christians, they celebrate Christmas. Christmas is in peak summer. So every year, summer is Christmas for them. When you go to America, peak winter is their Christmas. But look at the beauty of our Islamic calendar. Within a period of 36 years, a person, inshallah, sometimes will be performing Hajj in winter, sometimes in summer, sometimes in autumn, spring, likewise other ibadat, our fasting, etc. He will experience all different seasons within that period of 36 years. So Allah has given us a beautiful calendar. Allah has given us this great ni'mat, the bounty of time, the measurement of time. We need to take heed and attach ourselves, be proud of our Islamic identity, take lesson of the hijrat, and all the things that are attached to the Islamic calendar, especially the women folk, for example, the period of breastfeeding, of the rite of fostering, or a woman who does not menstruate, what will her iddat be? A woman whose husband passed away. All these things start with the lunar calendar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. InshaAllah, Surah Yasin will be read, and thereafter, dua and zikr will be made, inshaAllah.